Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall is calling the state title games tonight in Bloomington on the U. Those games were postponed. This is Layla Raheemi and Mark Grody. And while we talked about Bucky Brooks's power rankings, the Bears moved up to number 5. The others are, in this order, the Broncos, Patriots, the Seahawks, sure, and the Rams. Mm-hmm. There is one area of the Bears that I think we can confidently say is the best in the NFL, and that's despite what I mentioned earlier in 5 on it, the left tackle position being a bit of a question mark right now. The offensive line has especially not just come on, but the way they've been able to block, the money they spent on guard, center, guard, which I think we were all very optimistic about when it came to Joe Tooney, Drew Dahlman, and Jonah Jackson, has come through. And Darnell Wright, we know, at least on the right side of the run game, that EPA is high. He's improved this season as well. So the Bears' offensive line has shown out in a way that really reflects in the running game numbers that we've seen the Bears have as well. So on the football postgame show with you, Mark Grote.
Oh my goodness.
Olin Krutz, our offensive line main analyst, shared his thoughts on the Bears' win over the Eagles.
A lot of heat Ryan Poles took for taking Darnell Wright over the guy they're playing against, and Jalen Carter.
Right.
And Ryan Poles rebuilds the offensive line this year by trading for Tooney, signing Dahlman, getting Jonah Jackson, putting them on a line of scrimmage, and then Ozzie Trapillo today, playing left tackle. And we talked about, if we don't talk about him, that's a good thing. Not much to talk about today. He got beat once. How Caleb gets out of that sack, I have no clue, right? How he ducks, he eventually does get sacked, but how he ducks out of a guy coming off the edge is amazing to me. This offensive line right now, like I said in pregame, I thought for 3 or 4 weeks they're the best offensive line in the NFL. After today's performance, mm-hmm, I don't know how you can argue that. I think this is the best offensive line in the NFL right now.
To which I said, wow. Hey, man, what I was just thinking about as Olin was saying that and hearing it again, and obviously I heard it in real time too, is do you remember that game where the Bears' offensive line couldn't get the Bears a 3rd-and-1, and then they couldn't get the Bears a 4th-and-1, and then a couple weeks later, again, they couldn't convert on a 3rd-and-1 and a 4th-and-1? That
they couldn't run a quarterback sneak.
They couldn't run a quarterback sneak.
Now, a lot of that had to do with QB too. He was backing into it.
That is a discernible change and difference from the beginning of the season. And I will say this too, because one of the things that Olin Krutz has been talking about for years as far as the offensive line, and anytime he talks about opponent's offensive line, you know what Olin does very wisely? He says, tell me where they were drafted. How much money are they making? And Olin was able to systematically break down the Bears and say, Coleman Shelton, undrafted free, just throwing out a name right there. And now
Max Rustifer.
Max is so
not
so,
a real name.
Not a real name. It's Sam Mustifer, for all of those who don't get the joke. But now in this offseason, and I credited Ryan Poles at the time, so this is not retroactive, they spent money on the interior of their offensive line. And guess what? That restoring of order to that is the biggest thing the Bears have going for them this year. They also have two young players that were highly drafted on their ends right now. You have Darnell Wright, who, as was mentioned, was the Jalen Carter replacement player for the Bears in that draft. They chose this man over Jalen Carter. Would I still like Jalen Carter probably on this team more than that guy? Probably, but it's working out just fine. And then on the other side, one of the great revelations, one of the best things going for the Bears right now, is that they have gotten their second round pick to where he is at least serviceable and probably more than that in Trapillo, it's Zapillo, at the left tackle spot.
Yeah, there have been a lot of offensive line name missayings on this era.
We have to stop because one of these days we're going to mispronounce it at the wrong time.
It's a dangerous game we're playing.
It's a very dangerous game we're playing.
And it was brought up to me by a few people, the question of, oh, well, look at what happened in the Bears and Eagles game. Wouldn't you like to have Jalen, or would you still think that Jalen Carter would, you know, that whole question of, oh, well, now look at Jalen Carter. All I've ever said about it is this. Matt Eberflus clearly wanted a player like Jalen Carter to fit that defense in that scheme. He didn't get him.
They still don't have that guy either.
They still don't have that guy. And Jalen Carter was a game wrecker. He had a horrible pro day. We know that. People got really upset when I pointed out that last year in the playoffs, that Jaden Daniels was on fire, had amazing games, and Jalen Carter was part of the reason the Eagles were able to beat the Rams in order to advance. And I say that to say this. Jalen Carter still, on this team especially, I think now the culture piece of it wouldn't be a concern because there are so many established veterans. That doesn't take away from the fact that the Bears also needed an offensive lineman. But both can be true. Jalen Carter can be really good. And he can show you why he was so good last season. He can show you what he is capable of doing. And Darnell Wright can also improve. But Darnell Wright didn't have the best game against the Eagles. Has he had a better season overall? Yes, without a doubt. But that wasn't his best game either. Did the Bears offensive line as a whole do a great job against that Eagles defensive front? Yes. And that's the point here. We are finally getting to the point where the whole is greater than the parts. And that's not something we have been able to say for a very long time.
And Leila, another great part about it is this is like, I always use this analogy. It's like when an ace pitcher joins a rotation, it puts everybody else back in the proper perspective. Like all of a sudden, you can call Braxton Jones your swing tackle, which is great because he's been good, right? He was good as a left tackle, but upgradable was always the word I would use for Braxton. So now he's on a depth piece. Ryan Bates, who I know you've heard nothing from this year, was a candidate to start for the Bears offensive line last year. And we know how much Ryan Poles has loved him forever. Now he's just a perfect depth piece. Karan Amagaji, if he ever gets himself healthy and put back together, you could just look at him and not feel the pressure. That's a depth piece all of a sudden. The rookie from Michigan State, Luke Newman. I was going to say Walton.
Newman.
Luke Newman.
Yes.
He's in the proper perspective, and he has contributed this year. So, like, it really is heartening to see the top five guys. And honestly, I don't know what happens with Benedett, like, once they deem him. Well, I guess they have deemed him to be healthy. He's a perfect backup too now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ow.
That's the point. You need that depth on an offensive line. The reality is you're not going to have the same five guys every time. We know that. We know that well. But when you consider what you just said, it's the draft capital. It's the financial capital. How you're valuing these players should be based on their actual performance. It shouldn't be based on how they were picked. And that's part of my issue. There's been a dissonance too many times when it comes to how much was spent on somebody versus their role. Like with Braxton Jones, his last name might as well have been for a fifth round pick, because that's always the discussion when it came to how he was playing, was such and such XYZ for a fifth round pick. That was always at the very end of the sentence. And that bothered me. You're right. When you have better linemen, you understand the hierarchy more. Think about the importance of center and how much we talked about Lucas Patrick and how much of a problem he was and how much film there was of him sitting on the ground some of these times, you know, when Caleb Williams was sacked or when Justin Fields was having to run for his life. You're not seeing that happen now. Drew Dahlman is somebody you trust. Drew Dahlman is somebody who you know will get the snap out, and the delay of game is not going to happen on him. Yes, there have been false start penalties on everybody on the line. Joe Tooney had one, you know, in the game most recently.
Joe Tooney's reaction, though, was like, you got to be kidding. Do you know who I am? I'm Joe Tooney.
But to just have that reliability right in front of Caleb Williams and to see how they've been using it to their advantage, where they're just, they're wearing teams down.
We're a far cry from Pig Simmons and Arlington Hambright, I think is what we're saying right now in terms of the Bears' depth at offensive line.
Lacavius Pig Simmons.
That's right. I love Pig.
The amount of offensive lineman names we've had to learn has been hilarious through the years. And the fact that they're so good that you can rotate left tackles right now who are learning on the job.
Yes.
That is a flex.
By the way, I don't understand. We're hearing a lot of this text at the top, and I'm not sure exactly to what they are referring, but stop moving the goalposts. And I know what that means, right? Changing the expectations.
People say that I said I wanted Jalen Carter, and I didn't, because they think that Lawrence and I say the same things all the time about everything. They've decided we're the same person.
Well.
I didn't say that. I just said he was real. Like, the guys who you didn't pick were really good.
And by the way,
one week in the playoffs, like, I know what I said. There's tape on it. You listening? That's another question.
Well. And look,
said this. No, I didn't. I never called Justin Fields generational. I said that it was ruled malpractice if Caleb Williams wasn't picked first. Like, I said it on multiple podcasts even.
Yeah, yeah.
We knew what was going to happen, especially after the combine. Lil wanted the hole. No, she didn't. Just because somebody on the internet says it's true doesn't mean it is. I never said that.
The goalposts are made to be moved, by the way. The football is there's nothing more fluid than an NFL season, too.
But additionally, you can, of course, question whether or not Jalen Carter would have been on this team. But your head coach wanted him. It was just a matter of whether or not it was going to work.
If I still had to say, even as great as the offensive line is,
his pro day was terrible,
I'd still rather have Jalen Carter on the
team.
Really? Yeah, because you know what? The Bears' best three technique tackle since Matt Eberflus took over, or Ryan Poles, I should probably say, is still Justin Jones. And he's long gone.
Well, and at one point we were asking at the very beginning of the year, was Dominique Robinson the best pass rusher?
Right. Yeah. You want some defensive numbers here? The Bears are 25th in sacks, 29th in hurry percentage.
By the way, speaking of those Denver Broncos, look at their sack numbers. My God. They've been exponentially outpacing the rest of the league.
Walloping guys is what's going on.
Yeah, and you know, the Green Bay defense is also pretty good. So yeah, I get so annoyed by that stuff, but I'm not doing my show for the same 100 people who don't listen on purpose, so that's kind of
You're
how
doing the show for Pig Simmons. That's who you're doing the show for.
If I were doing the show for Lacavius Pig Simmons, I would be like, okay, you run this way, and I'm going to run behind you, and thank you for clearing everything for
I
me.
Loved it. Is he still, we got to find out if Lechavius is still playing. We'll
he was also just dedicated. I mean, the guy,
he's a great guy.
Served, he had a, he served his role well he on this
a,
team.
What was he, a, was he even a draft pick or was he a free agent?
I thought
pickup?
He was, yeah, I thought he was a, might I know, I don't think he was drafted by the Bears.
Yeah, no. Hambright was. Hambright, Arlington Hambright was, I think I want to say a seventh round pick, but I'll look it up.
847 with a reasonable take on the text line. Caleb is on pace for 24 touchdowns and 3,856 yards, an improvement from last year, but not stellar.
That sounds like his season.
That's a reasonable take.
Improvement from last year, but still not stellar. That is a good summation of Caleb's season.
And that is the most calm take we will ever see on the text
Don't
line.
Don't let it happen again, text line. You could be meaner than that.
Yeah, we're used to you guys saying crazy stuff.
And that's okay. We still love you.
Yeah, in fact, we love you so much that we want to give away something.
There it is.
Callers 6 and 7 to the score contest line, 312-540-0670, that's 0670, will win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th, with special guest Noah Sewell, and I'm hosting.
Yeah!
It's a fun conversation that should be had. It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. The Bulls had a rough night last night. It was good, but it wasn't good enough, unfortunately. Good, but not stellar, in the words of the text line. So we will talk about the Bulls, unfortunately, getting bullied a little bit by the Magic because there was a point of contention in this game that one Mark Grody has an issue with, and frankly, I do too. So we'll discuss it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.